Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
For those who keep a note of the days that we pass through in Lent, today is the third Sunday. Others may take the scriptures at face value and do not reckon one day more highly than another and make every day and every season a time to seek the Lord. Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace, whether you are listening live this Sunday morning, the 12th of March, or catching up on the recordings from the CJMQ website. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and we're broadcasting to the eastern townships of Quebec and beyond. I'm delighted to have you tune in here. Psalm 95 begins, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song."
Thank you.
Jesus said, "The hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Let us pray. Today we come to the Lord our God, immortal, invisible, the only wise one, and in reverent awe and with our praises, and we give thanks for our many blessings. We come today in trust and hope that God hears our prayers and listens to our pleas for help and guidance, and that our almighty and creating God will respond in love and merciful generosity to our needs. Great is the Lord, and worthy of all our praise and thankfulness. Yes, Lord, we come to you in humility, but we also come to you to confess our sin and our failure to honour our pledges of loyalty and commitment. Holy One, we find it so easy to glibly talk of our promises and vows, yet when the time comes, we procrastinate, and we can make so many excuses as to why not just now, dear Lord. Please, God, can't you wait for a more appropriate time to call us to service to those needy people, for a more suitable time and place for us to be involved in that particular program, and for a much more acceptable time and place which fits in with our plans? God of all times and places, forgive us our surly responses, our grumbles and complaints about being too busy to serve you and our neighbour, and challenge us anew to love and serve you as you called. While it is true that we have sinned and gone our own way, it is a greater truth that we are forgiven through God's love in Jesus Christ, and all who humbly seek the mercy of God may trust that in Jesus Christ our sin is forgiven. Let us be at peace with God, ourselves, and one another. Lord, we turn to you this day to be refreshed by your living word in the Scriptures. Let the Holy Spirit open our eyes to your truth and shine truth on the way you set before us. In his name we pray. Amen. From John's Gospel, chapter 4, reading at verse 4. Now Jesus had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. He told her, Go, call your husband and come back. I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshippers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, am he. Amen.
Lord,
Up in the splendid grounds of Beauvoir Chapel, just outside Sherbrooke, there is an evangelical walk, a guided path which takes the visitor past several recreations of scenes from the Gospels. In artificial stone there are some 8 sculptures of incidents in the life of Jesus. Jesus the Good Shepherd, let the children come to me, and of course the crucifixion itself. One of the scenes depicts this reading from John's Gospel, the woman at the well of Samaria. This encounter is strange. Jesus is alone. His companions have gone off to buy food. Taking a rest, Jesus is overcome with the need for a drink. And when he asks the Samaritan woman to give him a drink, we should take the request literally. What is he doing as a faithful and devout Jew? This woman has 3 strikes against her with regard to being spoken to, much less respected by a Jewish male. She is female. She has a sketchy relationship history, and she is a Samaritan. What is Jesus doing? It's clear he is crossing the conventional boundaries as if they didn't matter at all. This is Jesus with the person we do everything to avoid approaching in ordinary conversation, the person we blank out because of our prejudice and preconceptions. You know, the drunk at the bus station, the prostitute with the all-too-short skirt and high boots, the leather-clad and loud youths with numerous piercings, the cursing and deranged individuals who's shouting at everyone, or whatever scary, threatening or disarming person comes to our minds. Jesus, in his lifetime, embraces some who have broken each of the 10 commandments as a sign of his redeeming work, as the sign of the power of forgiving love, and as a demonstration to us all of what it means to take up his work, his cross, and follow him. And perhaps because adultery was so unforgiven in his century, Jesus upholds several adulterous women, and he confronts the men who would judge them, warning them to look at their own hearts, daring them to cast the first stone. The woman came with her tools, jar, water skin, and rope to dip from a deep well. Instead, she found another well, a spring which needed no such tools, and all she needed was a little cup of faith from which to sip, to dare to believe that this man sitting on the roadside beside the well was in fact the source of a spring of living water, the living presence of God. A sip is all that's needed. A sip that prompts another and another and another. There is something scary in this life-giving, life-enhancing drink. This thirst-quenching God told the woman all she had ever done, as she put it. This is the God who knows every intimacy of our lives. This is the living water that washes the mucky glass until all is plainly seen through it. The Samaritan woman discovers the power of something we constantly shy away from: God's absolute total knowledge of each one of us. As every counsellor knows, there is an almighty resistance in each one of us to even trivial self-revelation. We hide the depth of our souls even from ourselves. Martin Luther put it like this: in every creature, God is deeper, more internal, and more present than the creature is to themselves. Our entire life, inner and outer, every thought and desire and feeling and fantasy is known to God. And that thought was so disturbing to Luther that he desired that God should not be God. "I did not love God," he wrote. "I hated the just God and was indignant toward him." And Luther shocked himself when he realized how fearful, even hateful, he found the idea of God. And this is the realization to which the Samaritan woman comes, the God who knows everything she has ever done. But to the woman at the well, however, this is good news. "Could this be the Messiah?" she says. The God she had wanted to run away from is the very ground of her existence and of all existence. In other words, don't take God's all-knowingness as a threat. Take it as a sign of his grace and mercy, something Luther came to appreciate. The everlasting arms are always there to support, uphold, and guide and comfort. And even the things we won't admit to ourselves won't make God withdraw those arms. To her, Jesus gives the first cup of the water of eternal life. To her. And to be sure we do not mistake the meaning, he names to us the number of men she has taken to her bed, as he makes it clear to her that he is not in ignorance in his sharing, nor is he condemning her. In fact, he lifts her from obscurity, from her Samaritan identity, from social disgrace and marginalization by his signal, intentional honor. The African-American educator Booker T. Washington was fond of telling a story about how a vessel in the South Atlantic Ocean signaled for help from another vessel not far off. "Help! Save us, or we perish for lack of water." And the captain of the other vessel's reply was, "Cast down your buckets where you are." Supposing that the second captain had not gotten the message accurately, the troubled ship signaled again, "Help! Save us, or we perish for lack of water." Again, the nearby ship signaled back, "Cast down your buckets where you are." And this exchange went on until the last ship, in desperation, decided it had nothing to lose by following this outlandish advice. And when crew members cast down their buckets, they drew them up filled with clear, cool, sparkling water from the mouth of the Amazon. They had not realized that the powerful current of the Amazon River carried fresh water from the South American rainforests many miles out into the Atlantic. Jesus always stands beside us. He sits by the deepest well. He places himself at our side in the most monumental tasks and the most hopeless situations. He is, throughout the Gospel of John, the living water, the bread of life, the light of the world, the gate, the good shepherd, the resurrection and the life, the way, the truth and the life, and the true vine. And he's right next to us. And in the heat of the day and at the height of our fatigue, as we stand beside a deep well with no bucket, our spiritual sustenance is not a far-off prize to be earned, but a close resource around us and within us and available in each passing moment. As you stand at your deep well with no bucket, remember the words of Jesus uttered at the very beginning of this encounter. If you knew who it is that is saying to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The Samaritan woman came with a water jar, seeking to fulfill her everyday needs. She found the wellspring of life in all its fullness, and she went to tell others. "Come and see," she said. One thirsty soul telling others where to find water.
And I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in Him.
Let us pray. We give you all thanks and praise, Lord, for you are our Saviour and our Rock, the Shepherd who leads us with care. You formed the earth by hand and brought forth all things from nothing. You led your people to freedom and provided them with living water, with the law and the prophets to guide them. You sent your Son Jesus to reconcile us to yourself. While we were still sinners, he proved your love for us in dying for us, and you raised him to life that we might be saved through him and drink from the spring of living water that gushes up for eternal life. Through your Holy Spirit, poured into our hearts, you have given us access to grace and formed in us endurance, character, and hope, that we might worship you in spirit and in truth and share in your eternal glory. We seek to offer you our prayers in spirit and truth. We thank you for the truth of your love, which welcomes us as we are, not as the world tells us we should be. Thank you for the truth of your mercy, which embraces us even when you recognize our mistakes and failures. Thank you for the truth of your purpose, which gives us meaning and direction for our lives. And thank you for the truth of your vision, which gives us hope for our future, even in challenging times. We seek from you truth for our times. We are surrounded by claims of truth and much that misleads. And we pray for those who feel overwhelmed by so much information. Grant us all the ability to discern fact from fabrication and to recognize self-interest when it is disguised as sincerity. Revealing God, guide us in spirit and in truth. And we bring to you our prayers for those whom we love, near at hand and far away, from those we struggle to get along with, for those we would seek to avoid, for those whom prejudice and preconceptions would keep us from passing over to see. And we gather all our prayers into one voice, praying as Jesus taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, rolling as a mighty ocean, in its fullness over me, underneath me, all around me, is the current of thy love, leading onward, leading home. Deep, deep love of Jesus, love of every love, the best. 'Tis an ocean full of blessing, 'tis a haven giving rest. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, 'tis a heaven of heaven to me. Lifts me up to glory, for it lifts me up to thee.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.